Go to eroticalust.com and click on free books and download my free ebook, 10 Erotic Short Stories, Volume 1. Now let's get to the story. My Kinky Foot Fetish Drives Me Up the Wall by Goran Radanovich. I sighed when the caller ID revealed Tyler's name. He called me early in the morning to confirm our date. My date with Jake was an hour late at the same mall. I had never allowed men to waste my time, so I was picky about whom I granted my company. The only men I enjoyed being with were the ones who indulged me in my kinky foot fetish. My appearance was immaculate from head to toe. Although I loved my silky blonde hair and busty chest, I was obsessed with my feet. I loved rubbing the one against the other, receiving foot massages, and taking pictures of them to post on social media. Nothing turned me on more than receiving compliments about my feet. Nobody dared to violate them in any way. The guy who stepped on my toes accidentally at the store found out that the hard way when I smacked him. The man I would marry would love my feet as much as me. Every night before bed, I rubbed cream on my feet after washing them. I smiled when admiring them and wondered about the naughty things I could do with them. Although I kept my feet clean, I wanted to use them to do something dirty that would make me aroused. The kinkiest thing I'd done with my feet was finger my roommate. She was drunk when she got home and made moves on me for the 50th time. I used the opportunity to explore my kinky foot fetish. She grimaced and moaned as she arched her back after I stuck my big toe into her pussy. I used my other foot to rub her tits in a circular motion. Being a multitask expert had its perks. When my big toe got wet, I rubbed it on Claire's lips. She opened her mouth and licked my toe before sucking it. A smile appeared on my face. I got wet from watching her enjoy my best physical attribute. Claire reached for my pussy, but I smacked her hand with my foot. That intimacy was about what I wanted. It always had to be about me. Claire shoved three of my toes into her mouth, then licked my soul. Having her under my thrall made me giggle. I never felt more powerful than when I had a slave worshipping my feet. I sat on a chair within a leg's reach from the bed when Claire bent over it. After parting her ass with my feet, I tapped her pussy. A smirk flitted across my face when she said, "Stick your foot in my pussy, I want it in there." Her hole was staring at me when she parted her cheeks with her hands. I rubbed my big toe around the pussy before shoving it inside. Claire's head snapped up as she screamed. A cunning smile appeared on my face as my eyes narrowed. I told her to obey my every word. "What do you want me to do now, Tara?" "Call me Master." "Yes, Master. What would you like me to do?" "Stand up," I said. She obliged with my big toe in her pussy. Claire sputtered moans when I thrust my foot. I loved seeing her feel pleasure. When she bent over the bed, I kicked her in the ass. Her lip was dangling when I told her to get on her knees in front of me. I raised her chin with my right foot and smacked her with the other one. Her droopy eyelids suggested that she had enough torture. I was not finished. Claire lay on her back on the floor and opened her mouth. She gurgled as I shoved my entire foot into her mouth. I wore a cunning smile while watching her face flush. Claire clutched my ankle and lifted my leg. "Are you nuts?" she asked. "I could have choked." "Come now, Claire. There's no need to be so melodramatic." Since she wouldn't indulge me in my fantasies after that night, I had to find entertainment elsewhere. Tyler was waiting for me outside when I walked out 15 minutes late. He opened the door for me after complimenting my appearance. I was disappointed that he did not notice my feet. I always wore transparent stilettos to show them off. "What do you enjoy doing?" asked Tyler at the restaurant. I wanted to tell him about my kinky foot fetish, but it was inappropriate during the meal. 15 minutes later, he reclined and slumped his head after I told him that I had to leave. I couldn't help but enjoy seeing him disappointed. It made me feel that he would do anything to spend more time with me. "Why the sour face?" I asked. "I thought that this would last longer. I've got plans." "All right," he said while looking at the floor. "Let me walk you to the door." When we stepped outside, I said, "You know what? If you want to spend more time with me, that option is available, but it will involve somebody else. I'll also need special attention." He smiled and said, "What kind of attention?" "I'll need you to let my feet explore your whole body and do whatever I want." "That's fine, I can do that." "You won't dare stop my feet from doing whatever I want." "No, not at all." I called Jake and told him to meet me at my flat. Claire looked at Tyler and me from the corner of her eyes when we walked in. I surmised she was upset that I would not let her join the festivities. She called me a few minutes later and said that Jake was at the door. I closed my bedroom door and slipped into a see-through negligee with nothing underneath before stepping out of the bathroom. I left the door ajar and told him to come inside and close the door. The boys froze and their jaws lowered after they walked in. "Is nobody going to get me a chair?" I asked. Tyler placed it beside me. I told him to move it closer to the bed. When I sat on the chair, I told them to take off their clothes. They looked at each other before rushing to strip. I pointed my foot at the bed and wiggled it. They frowned. "Kiss my feet before you bend over the bed," I said. They each grabbed a foot and kissed it. I smiled. When they bent over the bed next to each other, I slid my feet over Tyler's back. When he looked over his shoulder, I tapped his face with my foot. "Don't you dare do that again, you hear me?" I asked. "I didn't give you permission to look at me. You do as I say." "Okay." "Yes, master." "Yes, master." I rubbed Tyler's ass before tapping his balls, then slid my foot down his leg. Jake had a nice ass. I used my feet to part his cheeks and stare at his anus. I'd always wondered what it would feel like to shove my big toe up a guy's ass. My big toe circled his anus before pressing it. "Hey, what are you doing?" he asked. "Shut up. You'll do as I say, peasant." He roared when I stuck my toe inside his ass. My compressed lips curled. Tyler kept looking ahead. He was too afraid to look at what I was doing. I dug inside Jake's anus before pulling out my big toe. "Get down on your knees," I said to Tyler. He obliged. "Open your mouth." I dabbed my big toe on his lips before shoving it into his mouth. He sucked and licked it. Jake turned around and grimaced. "What the hell, dude? Her toe was just in my ass." Tyler regurgitated before bending over and vomiting on my feet. I shrieked. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you're going to love my new novel, My Wife and Girlfriend. It's available on eroticalust.com. Just click on shop and you'll see all of my books there. Also available on all major retailers. While you're there, check out my awesome t-shirts, such as the I'm Kinky t-shirt, Opposites Attract t-shirt, and long sleeve, all available on eroticalust.com.